Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
I never read the David Morrison memo to my recollection. I got briefed on the contents, which was basically that foreign interference was lower than expected and the elections were free and fair in 2019. Those were the top level conclusions that I was briefed on.
I sometimes just don't know what to say. When Mr. Trudeau says something, I don't know how to respond. It just doesn't compute. The synapses won't connect. However, we'll make an exception. Just once. We have been arguing in this country and calling for a public inquiry on China's interference, foreign interference. The liberals are trying to turn it around and say it's the Russians we're looking at. No, no, we're not. It's looking at China. So we've been all calling. Majority of Canadians, I think even those who are liberal supporters, want a public inquiry into Chinese interference in our elections. It's the most fundamental cornerstone of our democratic way, our system of life. Elections, we elect, I don't want to call them leaders, I call them managers. They're the managers of our affairs, of our country, of our province, of our municipalities. They manage supposedly, pragmatically, our affairs. It doesn't happen that way, of course. But we've been going back and forth and back and forth on this need for a public inquiry. We got all the way to the former Governor General, David Johnston, who became the special rapporteur. I mean, you knew it was off the rails as soon as that happened. Justin Trudeau gets up and says, we're going to have a special rapporteur. It's a United Nations term that means basically to you and me, nothing. Mr. Johnston stepped forward about just less than a year ago and said there was no need for and there wouldn't be a public inquiry. Well, here we are, because Canadians said, not good enough. Mr. Johnston, bye-bye. And now we have the public inquiry. And we have statements like that by Mr. Trudeau. It's 2024, okay? This is salient, 2024. My guest was the first to inform in this country about Chinese interference in Canadian affairs and Canadian elections. 2024, remember? My guest did so in the mid-90s, the mid-1990s. And he'll tell you, and he'll tell all of us, that all the prime ministers, from Brian Mulroney forward to Justin Trudeau, were directly warned of China's interference in our elections. My guest, and I've known him for many years, is Michel Junot-Katsuya, former CSIS chief of the Asia-Pacific unit. And following Mr. Junot-Katsuya, or Dr. Junot-Katsuya's warning, guess what they did? They didn't say thank you. They didn't say we'll take action. They shut his unit down. That's what they did. Michel Junot-Katsuya wrote the afterword for a book titled The Mosaic Effect, How the Chinese Communist Party Started a Hybrid War in America's Backyard. That would be here in Canada. Michel, it's good to talk to you again.
Always a pleasure to be back with you, my friend.
So here you were in mid-1990s. You were the intelligence unit, the Asia-Pacific unit for CSIS. And you provided evidence as head of that unit within CSIS of China's interference in Canadian elections. What did you, I just told people what happened but what did you discover?
Well, at that period of time, we were concerned about the amount of immigrant entrepreneur that were actually triads, Chinese organized crime, entering Canada, because Mr. Mulroney at that time had created a new categories of immigrant, where as entrepreneur you could with $250,000 basically buy your Canadian citizenship. But unfortunately, the lack of verification done at the beginning of this process brought so many triads or Chinese organized crime here that that raised a concern. And as we progress in understanding exactly what was going on, we've discovered in the report of Election Canada back in 1995 that the Chinese embassy had given money to both the Conservative Party and the Liberal Party. Back in 1995, the Chinese were clumsy. They were not very, very subtle in their way of doing things. And we were able to discover that they were basically trying to member to our political system. Matter of fact, Corporal Robert Reed of the RCMP, who was working with us at that period of time, found out that an employee of Foreign Affairs was going every single month to Hong Kong with his diplomatic passport and would come back with a suitcase full of cash that he would give to the Conservative Party. So, because the Conservative were elected at that time. So, and we have a statement. Unfortunately, Corporal Reed, when he tried to warn his superior officer and ended up eventually being disciplined and had to leave the RCMP. But his investigation was right. Our investigation was right as well. But when they read our report, and that was saying that every single prime minister were basically compromised by agent of influence within their inner circle, they destroyed the report. They shred the report. They dismantled our unit, and they sent us left and right counterterrorism. Some guys took their retirement because they couldn't stomach it anymore. That kind of meddling that was taking place. Now, move forward 25 years later, nothing has changed, and it took the courage of a whistleblower or many whistleblowers. We're not really sure to release some documents to reveal that, listen, we've been telling you our democratic system is now on the siege because you've done nothing for all that period of time. That's right, because every single prime minister either used the information for their own personal gain or for partisan gain.
So what you did and what you exposed should really, and I put this on X or Twitter the other day, 2 days ago, should really have blown the doors off this whole issue and made Canadians aware of what was going on, that the elections were being compromised by money from Beijing and people within our system willing to accept that money and compromise our elections. But instead, they disbanded your unit. They took care of themselves, didn't they?
They took care of themselves very, very much. And that went on and on and on and on. And unfortunately, now we're seeing the Chinese foreign interference at every single political level, municipal, provincial, federal, in every single provinces. And probably the one that is the worst in the case is probably the two extremities, PEI and BC. They are where we can find the most influence. And don't forget Toronto in the middle, because that's where a lot of it is happening everywhere. And I'm repeating, every single level, municipal, provincial, and federal. The former director of CSIS, Dick Fadden, in 2010, went on national television to warn everybody like this. At that time, Mr. Harper was in power, and he threw the man under the bus. He didn't want this to come out. He had a special inquiry done by one of the special committee on national security to question him. And usually that committee was presided, by the Conservative. He gave the position to the NDP. The NDP that was the subject of some of the investigation at that time. So we really see that within the elected officials, particularly at the federal, but also at the provincial, we see great, great, great amount of influence taking place. So at the end of the day, you're wondering who's really running the show. you don't need to take control. We don't need to be overwhelmingly taken over by the Chinese communists to take care of this country. We just need to have people at the right place, capable to influence people and to succeed in doing so. For example, Mr. Harper, when he was the prime minister, accepted to sell an oil and gas company out of Alberta, Nexen, for $15 billion. We're not even capable to buy a corner store in China. This lack of reciprocity has an influence on us. When you have a company that hires 3,000 people in Alberta but is owned by a foreign government, who do you think will be capable to influence the environmental or energy policy of that province? Certainly not you and me.
No, certainly not you and me. The deeper the pockets are, the more willing certain individuals are or organizations are to reach into your pocket and remove the cash, the less influence the average citizen has, and the more influence the deep pockets have.
Absolutely.
That's the way
it is. Because the people that goes into power became addicted, literally, to Chinese money. And that's why, at the end of the day, if we considered also the fact that the Chinese Communist Party has time on its side. It has perennity. It doesn't have to return to election every 5 years. It can sort of put into motion a plan that will last 5, 10, 25 years. Doesn't matter. Somebody will harvest that for them. And that's the reason why we've seen this sort of economic addiction to the Chinese power and the influence that they've been capable to play. And on top of that, if that wasn't enough, foreign interference has five different angles. You got the political one, which we've talked about quite extensively. There's the second one that's quite omnipresent, which is the bullying within the community, being capable to sort of tame the community, control the community, and eventually leverage the community. There's the political, there's the economic with the business, there's also the military, and ultimately there's within the universities. The one in the community has been extremely exploited by various countries, not only China, and that's what the commission have heard as well. But we didn't need a commission to hear about this.
No, I mean,
last winter, 350 witnesses went in front of four different parliamentary committee to all say together, yes, we have a problem of foreign interference. We had that problem for over the last 30 years. We need a law. We need a registered for foreign agent. We need to be capable to investigate adequately. None of that has been done.
No.
And now that we have the inquiry that will last until the end of 2024, oh, surprise, 2025, we're going to election, so nobody will do anything. So if we're lucky, we're going to get in 2026 before maybe a law is passed. Well, interestingly, in his first testimony, Minister LeBlanc, at 10 minutes 39 seconds in his testimony, I'm very precise, 10 minutes 39 seconds in his testimony, he says, our government have known about foreign interference since 2016. So you're telling me then for 2016 all the way to 2026, I'm going to have to wait 10 years before you finally and potentially, hopefully, have a law that describes what foreign interference is about when our allies have been doing so since 2017?
Yeah.
And we could have copied that because their law system is exactly
Michelle,
like ours in Australia, in the U.S., or in Britain.
Michelle, you were set to we have about 3 minutes. You were set to testify at Parliament last year, as I understand, that the U.S. ran a secret investigation into China's operations in Canada. And that was alleged in a book, excellent book, The Mosaic Effect, that you wrote the afterword for. So the Americans were taking a close look at us and considering this country and the compromised nature of this country to be potentially a threat to them.
True. In the early chapters are also my contribution in information as well, because basically, as you pointed out, in the late 90s, we were doing our own report called Sidewinder at that time. The operation was to try to analyze the relationship that existed between the Chinese intelligence services and the Chinese government, the tycoon from Hong Kong, and the triads. And we've started to observe certain preoccupying signs that we share with our counterpart in the U.S. And we say, are you observing the same thing as us? And at that time, the Americans were not aware of what was going on. We basically brought the alarm, to them. But after watching and observing that our prime ministers were compromised, at that time we had the first two prime ministers, which were Mulroney and Chrétien in particular, excuse me, they started their own analysis and their own operations to watch what was going on, called Dragon Lord. And Dragon Lord remained secret for quite a long period of time, but they came to the conclusion that the Canadian government was compromised and there would be manipulation done by Beijing, by the Chinese Communist Party, at great length. And that would represent a threat to the U.S. interest.
Michelle, we're going to have to leave it there for now, but we will talk again. There's so much more to discuss here. The book is called The Mosaic Effect, and my guest, Michelle Junot-Katsuya, former CSIS chief of the Asia-Pacific Unit, things we find out 35 years ago they knew that was going on. Michelle, so good to talk to you again. Thank you so much for the time today.
Always a pleasure, my friend, anytime.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.